World Sport from the BBC with Sarah Mulkearns. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, Arsenal miss out on their chance to go top of the Premier League. Spurs and Liverpool both win as the battle for a Champions League spot heats up. And for the first time in the history of the Winter Olympics, a gold medal was shared.
It was a lot of nerves, a lot of sweat, a lot of emotions. It was lonely in the leader box, and it's incredible.
Let's begin with football first, and Arsenal have missed out on their chance to return to the top of the Premier League. They played out a goalless draw with Manchester United. The BBC's Jonathan Overend was watching at the Emirates.
Chances at both ends, notably Van Persie's header deflected onto the bar by Chesney and Koscielny's header cleared off the line by Valencia, but generally lots of midfield scrap and a distinct lack of pace on both sides, hampering the attacking options. Rooney made a late saving challenge which summed up his industrious evening, chasing away from danger, often leaving Van Persie isolated. That didn't stop the Dutchman though, having three good chances he would have expected to have scored at least once. Giroud, who was possibly Arsenal's best player, ran himself into the ground and almost stretched to convert Sanya's cross, but Arsenal's efforts late on were from Cazorla from distance, with De Gea diving smartly to save both.
The Arsenal manager, Arsene Wenger, had a list of reasons why his side didn't win the match.
The quality of Manchester United and the fact that very few chances we created, we couldn't score. And the fact as well that we didn't create enough chances to score. It's not down to the quality of Man United, certainly. I felt we were a bit nervous as well of Man United, certainly. I felt we were a bit nervous as well after our loss on Saturday.
Meanwhile, the United manager David Moyes said that not much was going right for him this season, but he was confident his side could turn things around.
I don't like talking about luck because I think you have to earn it, you have to work harder to try and get it. But there's certainly been some situations you would say, well, that's just going against the grain. So you've got to hope that it turns around, but we'll keep trying to work hard, we'll keep trying to win the games when we can, and hopefully it'll turn for us.
A last-gasp penalty scored by Steven Gerrard earned Liverpool a 3-2 win at Fulham. It moves them to within 4 points of the league leaders, Chelsea. The win was anything but easy for Brendan Rodgers' side. Bottom of the table, Fulham twice took the lead before crumbling in the closing stages. At 2-2, a clumsy challenge on Daniel Sturridge gave Liverpool a penalty, which Gerrard scored to seal a dramatic 3-2 win. And the Liverpool manager, Brendan Rodgers, was full of praise for his captain.
He's peerless in situations like that. He's brilliant composure, and it ended up what was a great result for us. We've had to show the character in our team tonight, coming from behind twice in the game, and so a brilliant victory. And as you say, had to show his nerve, which everyone knows he has.
The Fulham boss Rennie Mullenstein says conceding three goals was tough to take.
The first goal, as you can see, it was just absolutely the quality that a player like Gerrard can produce, and a good finish. The second one, I thought we didn't get close enough, close them down well enough. Still goes in with a deflection, so it gives the goalkeeper no chance. And then the third one was a silly challenge, which led to a penalty. So, shame.
Elsewhere, Emmanuel Adebayor scored twice as Tottenham continued their challenge for a top four finish. They won 4-0 at Newcastle. The Spurs boss Tim Sherwood paid tribute to his Togolese striker.
He's doing fantastic. He's a credit to every young player, certainly at our club. They look up to him, the way he trains and conducts himself, and he's been a fantastic example. He's obviously got self-pride. I think there's only one form of motivation, that's self-motivation, and I think Adi's got that in abundance.
Meanwhile, it's a difficult time for Newcastle United manager Alan Pardew. His side have now failed to score for the seventh time in their last eight league games.
I don't think that was an honest display from us. I've mentioned a few things in the dressing room that I hope hit home to the players. I'm not going to mention on the media, but the dressing room knows how I feel. Tottenham dominated the proceedings, really, from the start to the finish. They were stronger than us. They were more committed than us, more confident than us. And they won with a bit to spare.
And relegation rivals Stoke and Swansea played out a 1-1 draw at the Britannia Stadium. Stoke led at the break through Peter Crouch, but Swansea saved a point in the second half when Chico Flores levelled the game. Elsewhere in Europe now, and Mario Mandzukic scored a hat-trick as Bayern Munich beat Hamburg 5-0 to reach the semi-finals of the German Cup. It's more bad news for Hamburg, who are second from bottom in the Bundesliga and have lost 6 straight games in the league. Barcelona beat Real Sociedad 2-0 on aggregate to reach the final of the Copa del Rey, where they'll meet Real Madrid. Napoli are through to the final of the Coppa Italia, they'll face Real Madrid. Fiorentina after their 5-3 aggregate win over Roma. And an extra time goal for Dimitar Berbatov sent Monaco through to the quarterfinals of the French Cup with a 1-0 win at their arch rivals Nice. Next to the Olympics in Sochi, where for the first time in the history of the Winter Games, two athletes tied for gold. It happened in the women's downhill, where the Swiss skier Dominique Gisin and Tina Maze could not be separated. It's also a first for Maze's home country, Slovenia, who've never won a Winter Olympic gold until now. The BBC's Graeme Bell spoke to Gisin, who was in gold medal position as Maze began her final run.
You had a long wait.
Yeah.
And then when Tina came down, did you think that you'd lost it? Or what did you think when she crossed the line?
I didn't want it to look, and then I was like, no, zero, 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 zero is good. yeah, crazy. It was a lot of nerves, a lot of sweat, a lot of emotions. Every 2 minutes, something else. It was lonely there in the leader box, and it's incredible. How can I say? It's crazy.
Are you looking forward to sharing the podium with Tina?
It's a big honor to share it with her. She's an amazing woman. She's an amazing athlete. I love her skiing, and this is awesome.
It was a good day too for Germany. They now lead the medals table. Erik Frenzel won the Nordic combined. That's a ski jump followed by a 10-kilometre cross-country ski. Tobias Wendel and Tobias Arlt claimed another gold for the country with victory in the men's luge doubles. Cricket now, and the second day of the auction in the Indian Premier League gets underway later on Thursday. A total of 514 players are up for sale in the latest edition of the tournament. Indian star Yuvraj Singh was the most expensive player on the opening day. He was signed by Royal Challengers Bangalore for 2.3. He was signed by Royal Challengers Bangalore for $2.3 million. The former England batsman Kevin Peterson has been re-signed by the Delhi Daredevils for $1.5 million. Peterson is free to play the whole tournament after being told by the England selectors that he is no longer part of their plans. So why did he cost less than Singh? Here's the BBC's India-based reporter Rahul Tandon.
I bet that's a question Kevin Peterson must be asking himself. Yuvraj went for $2.3 million. He is the most expensive player in the history of IPL. Why did he go for more? The answer is very simple. He's Indian. It's the Indian Premier League. And because there's a restriction on the number of foreign players that you can actually play in each side, Indian players are more valuable. They're probably also more marketable. Now, Peterson can't complain too much. He's got between $1.5 to $1.6 million. But I think what was significant today is the teams are being a lot more careful. They're spending more money, but they're spending it on more players. So I think the valuations are not peaking. You know, we were talking about people maybe going for $2 to $3 million, well, above $3 million. That did not happen. Look at someone like Virender Sehwag. You know, he went for 3.2 crores. That's around, you know, $500,000. Great value in a player like that. So I think the teams are being a lot more careful than they were in the first few years of the IPL. I think they're learning as they go along.
On the field, Australia closed on 297 for 4 on the opening day of the first test against South Africa at Centurion. The visitors were 98 for 4 at lunch, but an unbeaten 155-run partnership from Shane Watson and Stephen Smith helped to steady the side. Watson is unbeaten on 122 not out, with Smith on 91. Before we go, our top story. Arsenal have missed out on going top of the Premier League after a goalless draw with Manchester United. Stay with us if you can for further updates throughout the day. But for now, that's the latest World Sport from the BBC.